let's go. Let's keep it tight.
Morning, Mr. Producer.
Hey, what's happening, baby?
What's up?
Whew. You wanna... Okay.
Martin.
Yeah?
Why are you so nervous?
Gina, today's the first day at the station that I produce a live show, Gina. My donut getting days are over, baby. I got to rise to the occasion. No mistakes allowed. We going on live.
Martin, you'll be fine. Yeah. We'll all be over at Nipsey's watching the show, and when your name comes on the screen, associate producer, we're gonna go off.
yeah, you're right. I probably shouldn't worry, right? No. Girl, hey, what's gonna happen next? Maybe they give me my own show on Fox. Nah, they ain't ready for me yet.
I got a warrant for the arrest of a Dr. Richard Trickle.
Wait a minute. You can't do that. We have a show to go on, and he's our host.
Well, he's my prisoner. He's going to jail.
I got him, Ms. Rodriguez. Whoa, partner, officer, what's the charge?
Polygamy. 8 wives on 3 different continents. Come on, let's go, buddy.
Damn, making a lot of house calls, ain't you, Doc?
Oh, what are we going to do? We can't stop the show. We're on live.
I have to find someone to do this interview. Martin.
What's
you've
happened?
Been on the air before. You're gonna do this interview.
Oh, me? God!
But remember when I said something about my tape.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Yeah. What's up and what's happening? Before we get started, I'd like to give a quick shout out to my girl Gina. What's happening, baby? I'm Martin Payne, your relationship expert. And welcome to Word on the Street. I'm sitting in for Dr. Trickle. I'm here with my first guest, the Bookers. Bookers, please tell us about your relationship.
I hate him. I think he's a lying, cheating, no good, two-faced bum, and I don't want no parts of him.
That's why I'm sleeping with your girlfriend.
You what?
And that ain't the half of it. I'm sleeping with your cousins, too.
Hey, all of them.
Sister, no! Calm down, hold on! Okay, now y'all hold on. Y'all calm down, sit down. Come on, calm down, sit down, hold on. Man, you act like, come on, sister, put your shoe on. You act like you hate each other. You can't be like that. You gotta be friends first. I'm gonna say that one more time. I say you gotta be friends first.
Well, I guess we never really thought about that, because see, you know when
Mrs.
I was...
Mrs. Booker, please chill. I got this now. You had your turn. My mission is to get you guys going well. Let me do this. Okay? I got it. I'm gonna step down. Do you mind? I gotta tell you. Friendship is not what you say. It's what you do. I say love and labor go hand in hand. It's
because we're here to help them, you know? You know, if you can't keep a relationship together, then what are you here for? I always believe, be friends and be real, and everything will work out fine. I'm the love doctor. Get out!
And you're hot.
Thank you. Like the smile. Did it like that? I get some of it. All right. All right.
Oh, hey, Martin.
Yeah.
I saw this guy on TV tonight that looked just like you, except he was a doctor.
Right on. Right on. Right on.
I love doctors. Davey, how did you wind up getting on a show?
Well, let's just say if anybody else gets arrested, I'm the man.
But you were great, man. I know you had it in you. Well,
thank you, Tommy. Thank you.
He was all right.
Jealousy will get you nowhere, Pamzilla.
Whatever. Come on, let's go get some more hot ones.
Real quick. Somebody now, because, you know, I've been working, so what y'all need?
Come on, man.
Look at him.
Grab me a little sip of that.
Okay. Ah. Look, love doc.
Yeah.
Big Shirley got a little weight problem, man. And lately, she's been letting herself go. Snacks galore. Help a brother out.
Okay, hold on. Well, Cosey, I got three words for you. Lock the fridge. Okay? Also, Big Shirley has a three-year-old, don't she?
Yeah, yeah.
The youngest one?
Yeah.
Okay. Three-year-olds should not be eating whole chickens, Cole.
That's heavy.
Nah, man. Big Shirley's heavy. Okay? Now go handle your business. I'm a love doctor. Get all out of here. Okay?
My turn yet?
You need this wrap?
All right, well,
because I've been there all day.
I understand. So
let's try to tighten it up.
You know, Martin, okay. I feel like I'm stuck in this cycle, right?
Yeah.
Meet a woman, doesn't work out, and I'm back in the clubs looking again, man. All I'm left with are the drawers.
But Tommy, I tell you what I always tell my public. Okay. You need a woman you could trust. A woman who's your friend. Then you see my show, then you watch the show.
There is this one sister that I want to get with, but I don't know how to approach her.
Well, are you straight up with it?
Yes.
Ugh, this is, okay, let me think. Bam. This is what you need to do. You need to tell her how you feel. And if she's a friend, she'll be right there for you. Now get on out of here. I'm the love doctor.
Oh, Pam, you better hurry up. You're going to be late for your date.
That's right. I hate to eat and run. But just in case he's cheap, you don't mind if I take this, bro. All right. Hey, listen,
what?
I'll give your bag back tomorrow. Peace.
Baby, you about ready to go. Your man a little tired. I'm about ready to go home on wine, girl. Blah, you know what I'm saying.
What about Tommy, baby? Look at him. He looks lonely. Why don't you invite him over?
Then you get the code word. I said unwind, me and you. I was hoping to cap my good day off with a little...
Go ahead.
Okay, fine. Tommy, Gina had wanted me to ask you if you want to come over to the crib. But if you're busy, feel free to say no.
Gina, I'd love to come by.
Okay, Tommy.
Yeah, here's Seth. All right, cool, it's cool. Won't you just start the car, baby? That'll help me out.
Hey, Martin, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, Nipsey?
Yeah, I saw you on the TV tonight, man.
Yeah.
You was the man.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Right, but look, man, I'm having a real serious woman problem.
No, you not, Nipsey. All you got to do is listen to the love doc.
Right.
All right, now remember, when it comes to love, you can't do it alone.
Right.
It takes two to tango.
Right.
Now
right.
Do what you got to do. Get on out.
All right.
Hey,
yeah.
Give everybody a beer. Wow, all of you.
Hey, Mark, who's going to pay for that beer?
Put it on my tab. Yeah. Give him one beer. Sip and pass. One beer, sip and pass.
Maybe I'll be home soon. Two consecutive life sentences. It ain't that bad.
Oh, Jeffrey, I'll be waiting.
There is nothing like a good love story.
Other guy get up early in the morning.
Yeah. Me too. I'm tired.
Well, what's up with you, Tommy? What you about to do?
Oh, I ain't got nothing to do. I'm off tomorrow. I'll get that. Relax.
Thanks.
Hey.
Do you know that I stood outside that concert waiting for that punk Keith? And he never showed up? Gina, I cannot take this anymore. Why can't I find at least a half-decent man?
Don't you have mirrors at home?
Not now, Martin.
I'm trying
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it, Martin.
Okay, she's looking for a man.
Oh, whatever. What I'm trying... Whatever.
Fine. Okay, here, fine. I'm out.
Here, Gina. Here's your bag.
Why don't you just stay here tonight? It's getting kind of late, okay?
No, thank you. I just want to go home and lay in my own bed.
Bam! You know, I'm about to leave. I can give you a ride home.
Oh, sure. That'd be nice.
Good. Martin, y'all, thanks for the movie.
Bye, G.
Tommy, hold on. Baby, I got some concerns. Hold on. You want to take Gina's mace?
What do I need mace for, Martin?
In case you needed to calm her down, man. Ain't no man ever been that close to her apartment before. She gets you here,
good night,
boy,
Martin.
I'll tell you.
Good night. Good night.
Come on in, Tommy.
I just can't believe he stood me up like that. It just never works out for me.
Well, I understand. You know, Pam, a lot of men don't appreciate a good woman.
You got that right.
I mean, we search all over for a soulmate, friend, someone to spend our time with. All the time, the most beautiful, most precious things are right under our noses, like a sweet-smelling rose.
That was beautiful, Tommy.
Word?
Word. We can't do this. Not like this.
Yeah, you're right.
See, I'm right.
Like this. So, what's on your mind?
You. You know, last night really surprised me.
Oh, you mean what I said?
No, baby. It wasn't what you said.
So where do we go from here?
Well, I think we should get to know each other a little better and take it to another level, you know? Because our friendship is very important to me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can deal with that. Now, we can slow this down as long as we don't stop. Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I've been thinking about this for a long time now.
And so have I, you know? And just if we remember one very important thing, this relationship of ours is our business, okay? Yeah. Martin and Gina don't have to know anything.
I'm way ahead of you, all right?
Oh, cool.
I understand.
Cool.
Okay, and I will see you tonight at Martin's.
Got you, baby. Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Aren't you forgetting something?
Sorry.
Bro. Uh-uh. I thought you said we were gonna go half on a headboard we broke.
Oh,
Cole, I'm the love doctor, man. Okay, trust me on this. I'll send you the bill. Thanks, Cole. All right.
Woo! Martin, yeah. Don't you think you're taking this love doctor thing a little bit too far?
Too far? No, Gina. That's what I do, baby. I help people. Now, let me help myself. I got to use the bathroom.
Woo! What the heck, Cookies? Hi, Gina.
Hey.
Me and Pam didn't come here together. We just happened to get here the same time by coincidence, right, Pam?
Uh-huh. Y'all ready to go to Nipsey's? All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. Look, let me get my coat and I'll get Martin.
Okay, get your coat.
You know, Martin is really going a little bit too far with this love doctor thing. He's driving me nuts. Y'all gotta help me. I'm serious. What's wrong with y'all?
Nothing.
Oh, anyway, he has got to be stopped. I'm serious.
Ooh. Oh! 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 Come on, y'all! Both ends of the couch. I'm not stupid.
What?
Your big mouth to Martin, I swear I'm gonna kill you.
That's right, even though it was his idea.
Say what?
What you talking about?
Wait a minute. The love doctor set y'all up?
Huh?
Oh, this gonna be good.
Wait a minute.
This gonna be good.
Wait, what are you talking about? Somebody let me know what's going on.
Okay, all right. Well, look, I asked him for some advice, okay? Yeah. Now, he didn't know that he was hooking me up with you. I just told him he was a close friend. That's
man! So the love doctor hooked up his best friend and his worst enemy. This is gonna be too good.
Gina, please, just don't say it. Gina,
Martin! Gina! Honey! Gina, come here, please. I wanna talk to you!
Coming out feeling about 10 pounds lighter. Yeah, man, with the boy, the eye and energy. Looking for the place with all up in it. What's up? I'm sorry, I didn't know y'all was out here. Y'all about ready to go?
Wait, 1 minute, love, yeah. Doctor. Isn't this just great, nice and cozy? All of us going out together like on a double date?
No, Gina. It ain't a double date. It's just me, you, Tommy, and Mama Duke. But don't worry, maybe one day the love doctor will hook you up with somebody. You be my greatest challenge. Love doctor never fails.
And look, you're gonna have to relax on the insults, all right?
Doc. See what he came at me? I better go here, huh? Baby, did you see him? Relax. Damn, Tommy. I mean, you act like this is your woman or something, Lou Gossip.
Martin, there's something that I want to tell you.
Wait a minute, Tommy. Let me get my camera. This is a Kodak moment. Gina.
Gina, I ain't in no mood to take no pictures now.
Martin.
Yeah.
Remember that sister I was talking to you about getting together with?
Yeah. Did you take the love doctor's advice, huh? You do what I told you to do?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I did. And I want you to know that it's all because of you that I got this special woman.
You know what, boy? I'm happy for you, man. If it looks like I'm getting emotional, because I'm happy for you. You feeling what I'm feeling? You feel a calm, don't you? Like me and Gina, you calm, huh? You got somebody that got you. Don't you feel it? When do I meet her, man? I want to meet her, man.
Sooner than you think, Martin. Martin, that special woman...
Not now, man.
It's Pam.
No! No! No!
Martin, calm down. You're going to get your pressure up and you're going to pass out again.
Okay, all right. Give me the National Guard, the guardian angels. Somebody got to
get them apart.
You know, I certainly hope you learned your lesson from this one, because I don't know how many times I have told you over and over, over and over.
Hey, Gina, all right, see? Because now you're going to start rubbing it in on me.
I didn't mean
okay, baby, that's it. I'm through. Okay? The love doctor has lost his license. I don't want it no more.
Good.
I don't want it no more. That's it.
What's up, love doctor? That advice you gave me was all wrong, doc. I told Big Shirley what you said, and she came down on me hard.
Shoot. What did she say, Cole?
She didn't say nothing! She just came down on me. Man, she came down on my whole right side. I mean, Marge, she went here on some wrestling move. I mean, like, whoop, whoop,
Cole, I'm sorry.
Martinus has got to stop. Look at poor Cole.
Baby,
look,
I know.
What you did to Cole.
Cole, I'm sorry. I didn't know Big Shirley would go up in the air, pause, and fall on him. But that's it, baby. I'm
good.
Through. I don't want it no more. That's it. That's it no more.
Love, doctor, look, you are the man.
What's up, Nipsey?
It does take two to tango. I want you to meet Pina and Kalati.
Baby, no, what am I talking about? Did I say I was going nowhere? Girl, I ain't going nowhere.
What?
The love doctor
no,
back.
No,
the love doctor. No, damn, Cole, he'll be all right. Look, man.
You want to take Gina's mace?
Mace? You lose something over there?